Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
At this hotel, stay away from the windows and don't drink the water. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town. I feel like this one is got you written all over
this
it.
This one is me. This is my signature. This is my email signature, this case.
It's what? Meet me at Hotel Cecil?
This is your link to the hotel and its history. Yeah, this one is great. It's such a wonderful picture of L.A. in terms of true crime and mystery and grotesquity. Is that a word? Grotesquity?
I don't know.
It sounds like...
Grotesqueness?
Grotesqueness. Yeah. Because it is. It's this nondescript hotel. And I want to paint the picture a little bit too before we start, in that this hotel is kind of on the cusp of downtown and MacArthur Park. So it's in this strange, kind of close to USC, no man's land of shit hotels that people stay in because they're doing God knows what kind of a thing. A place, and historically, I think this is accurate. You guys don't care. it's the sort of place where there was a lot of sprawl after, right before the car kind of took LA and spread it out a bit. There were all these hotels and different properties created around downtown because people thought they had to live really close to downtown to be in the finance district and to develop LA like that. And then, of course, the car made that all change and it became a much more distinct part of a giant city versus just being the epicenter of a city. So these hotels are really run down. They still exist. Even past LA 2 had a lot of shit go down in the 70s and 80s. It was not, it's still fairly dangerous, but it had kind of a resurgence. So this is these places have weathered a lot of,
I feel like there's
shit.
A lot of, I feel like the United States, there's the economy and New York was a
mirrors,
mess,
yeah.
in the mid late 70s, 80s, mm-hmm. throughout the 80s when I remember. And, I'm sure LA was also taking, it wasn't the Sunset Strip, Beverly Hills.
But even the Hollywood sign, you can see the trajectory of the city and the Hollywood sign and how much funding it has and how it's well-maintained. In 1971, the O just rolled down the mountain. Should we get that?
Yeah.
So this is kind of like that, this hotel. And I say, we're saying the Cecil Hotel. But I'm not sure if it's Cecil or Cecil. We did not have time. We have busy lives, and we can't be bothered.
Or we had time and was too lazy.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, that's cool theory. Yeah. Interesting. So we're going to leave it up to you which one it was.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh, little mystery.
Uh-oh. No consequence.
You have to donate to the Patreon.
Yeah.
And they're both wrong.
Yeah, they're both wrong. Yeah. I feel like when it comes to downtown, downtown LA to me is I'm every time I go there, I'm not it's just a place that I always have to go to the West Side, for anything that I do. And I feel like downtown, you are could be the unofficial mayor of knowing the history of downtown.
Yeah, I love downtown. And I do a lot of tours downtown. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some. They're really fun. There's so many places in downtown and all of the different areas in downtown are really interesting. Yeah, I love downtown. There is, I sometimes work at Hollywood Center Studios. Do you know where that is?
Is it downtown?
Yeah, You're the Worst. She kind of shoots out of there, production offices, but I worked at Numbers was there. I don't know. So there's some film.
That's for all those number heads out there.
Yeah. The 3 is the E. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But there's some activity down there, but it's really more kind of I guess it's jewelry district, kind of. Financy a little bit.
like an arts district.
Arts district too, arts a district. Little bit more.
It's also Skid Row is
Skid Row for sure. It's right there. You know, it's a really interesting. It's probably my favorite part of the city, although I love Angelino Heights where we record this. Oh. Anyway, who cares?
We're pretty close to downtown. I mean, relatively.
Yeah, you could walk. I mean, I walked downtown on my birthday. Oh, should we talk about my birthday? I had a birthday.
Yeah, let's talk about your birthday.
After the other. like this is one podcast removed from us actually practically talking about my birthday.
Yeah.
But I did. I just walked around. I took a backpack. I did a lot of journaling, and I walked around downtown.
Did you get really, like, reflective?
I got the most reflective.
Yeah.
Is that surprising, right?
No, I mean, it's your birthday. I mean, I just, you know, wonder.
I checked all my texts to make sure all the right people texted me.
Yeah.
So, if you're listening.
I posted a picture on the Ghost Town pod.
That was fun. I looked very tall in that picture.
Yeah, it was a good picture. I mean, I made sure it was a good picture.
No, it was good.
I gave it a little filter.
I mean, I hate all pictures of myself, so they're never going to be good. But I did want to say I did look tall.
Yeah.
I think because no one else is in the picture. Next time I'll wear something a little more form-fitting. Why are we talking about this? I don't know. Anyway, my birthday. When is your birthday, Jason?
It's in May.
In May. Okay. Yeah. I think I knew that. Yeah. Did you do anything fun for it?
Did I do anything? I don't know. I always like try to like, I like to do things that are like, remember one year I went to like Musso and Frank's. I like to just do something that's historical LA if I'm here. I like to do something like that. That's something that my wife will indulge because she's kind of grew up in LA. So everything is like, and I'm like, I want to go to Dantana's, you know, or something like that.
She's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I remember once we went to like, I was like, oh, I got to go to the Ivy. Mm-hmm. Well, I got to go to the Ivy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, food was fine. It was all fine. But I was like, I'm at the Ivy. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. It's like, who's
going to
see
me? But the tourist in me is just like, this is awesome.
Yeah. It's also good to check those things off your list. I have never been to Chateau Marmont.
Oh, me neither. How do you get, but you can't just go there, right?
Can't you just go to, it's a hotel. You just go to the lobby and hang out and have a drink with Lindsay Lohan?
I think you have to, they look at your, like, Insta fame now.
It's like Raya?
Yeah, yeah.
For hotels?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool. Gotta
well,
like that.
There goes mine. Well. There goes that.
Yeah, so.
So dashed my dreams.
But if something like messed up happened in one of those hotels, we should, I guess, empty our bank accounts and rent
probably.
A room there and do it.
I mean,
there,
yeah. I'll be unemployed very soon, so let's do it.
Yeah, perfect timing.
Unemployment, government money.
But we're going to go away from like the West Hollywood. We're going to go back downtown.
We're heading back downtown.
Would you say Hotel Cecil, I'm going to say, would you say that's the hotel for downtown, or would you say that's the hotel for Los Angeles as far as like...
No, downtown, the Hotel Alexandria is like the most haunted. Oh. Like it's like, that is like a, and we'll talk about it one time. It's on my tour. If you want to be on our tour, donate to the Patreon.
Yeah.
But, or just send me your email. I don't know, whatever's easiest for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the Cecil Hotel, it's very, it has a lot of LA history, but it's also more recent.
Yeah.
And it just feels like it's on 7th and Main Street, but I wouldn't even call it, it's on the edge. It's very close to like Staples Center. I wouldn't say it's like, it's not like on Broadway, you know, like I don't think of it as the heart of LA. And I think it's just gotten too, almost too big. Its mythology for being downtown LA. Like it feels so other history. Cause it, I mean, let's talk about it. So it was rebranded in 2011, but like it's still in renovation.
Yeah, it's being rebranded. Rebranded.
I don't
again.
Know how they should just raise it. I mean, I don't want them to.
No, yeah, I want
but,
to be there. Yeah,
but if they were savvy business people, I think they would just probably tear.
Is
it down.
A historical landmark though? At this point, deemed okay?
I mean, it's been open since 1925, but it's so much shit has happened there. I can't imagine people that aren't like us would want. And it's also like. It is a shitty hotel on a row of shitty hotels. Yeah. Like, it's not in a good area. You would only stay there if you were really broke.
Or a serial killer.
And we'll talk about that. But I don't know why anyone... There's so many hotels around there because the Staples Center used to be where the Oscars were held. You know, it's a huge, like, sporting mecca. It's got a lot of tourism around there. So there's so many hotels. And the Hotel Figueroa is right by there, which is beautiful and has its own haunted history. But it's nice. Like, this hotel... is not nice. It was for people who stayed kind of long-term in hotels, kind of like the hotel that Janis Joplin died in. But yeah, it's really uninviting, really run down in my experience of it, which I've not stayed there, but I've been inside and then around it. Anyway, it's pretty close to Skid Row. It opened in 1925 and it's a budget hotel, which like I said, it's pretty shitty. It can involve, I don't want to like make gross assumptions about things like drugs, prostitution. A lot of that was happening.
Cigarettes, kissing.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You said drugs and prostitution, that's cigarettes and kissing.
Leather jackets abound.
What?
Yeah. Long hair. No crew cuts. What are we, animals?
Yeah, I don't like
what
it.
What the fuck?
I don't like
right?
it.
Right? Comfortable bras, not the cone ones.
Yeah.
You know, it was mayhem, anarchy. But it's in this shitty area. It's pretty close to Skid Row. There's lots of other options. So why would you stay there? A long-term, really cheap, kind of wayfaring type of a thing. It's almost a thing that, like, if the Black Dahlia lived today, she would partake in that because it was, again, cheap and, like, people who were these wayfaring, like, nobodies kind of hanging out. I'm being mean. Let's keep going. So the hotel, throughout its existence, there's been so many deaths from lots of strange things, unnatural causes, accidents, murders, suicides. Three women all jumped out the upper level windows, one in 1954, one in 1962, and one in also 1962. And then one of them landed on a pedestrian, killing them as well. So it's like people want out of this hotel by any means possible.
Well, you can assume that door. Like that maybe it's the kind mm-hmm. of people that might go there might be prone
yeah.
to want to do that. But
exactly.
We'd also like to say it's a little that there's a haunt.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't. And I think this is just the warm up for this fucking hotel yeah. is this shit. Yeah. A lot of it's like, holy shit, these people.
I think there's somebody in 1975. Mm-hmm. But they don't know who it is.
They don't know who it is.
It's 1975. Like
unresolved. Yeah.
How could you not like?
But that's like when I hear about DNA shit, like yeah. with OJ in like in the 90s. Yeah. And you're like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
What? What?
But they couldn't match like dental records in the 70s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're like, I feel like just a woman.
Yeah.
And it's sad. You guys get your records together if you are going to be somewhere dangerous or want to do something dangerous. That's all I'm saying. Also, so this is a point of this hotel that made it famous before even before we get to other things. I'm not going to spoil it yet. But Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker, stayed there.
Not the Nice Stalker.
No, don't get it twisted.
Yeah, don't
you're
get
like,
confused.
I'm here for the Night Stalker. Yeah. No, the Night Stalker comes by, leaves presents on your door. And
yeah.
Yeah. No, this is the Night Stalker. He stalks women and rapes them around the LA area. Like,
and this is mid-80s?
Yeah, like late 70s, early 80s. Okay. Yeah, so he stayed there, which was what the hotel was kind of known for, which is not a great thing to be known for. Another serial killer, Jack Unterweger, also stayed there. I believe he had kind of a string of killings.
He's like, Australian. Mm-hmm. And then I think he might have stayed there in kind of to follow suit with Richard Ramirez.
Yeah, so it's like it perpetuates itself, all of this. And all these bad energies, bad juju. I think that's pretty culturally sensitive, what I just said.
Well,
you can cut it out? I don't know.
No.
All right.
Why don't we leave it in there so you learn a lesson?
Well, okay.
I don't know. I'm trying to help.
So, but the most famous thing this hotel is known for,
I mean, which is where we're all going to come on. We're all going to get here.
We're all happening.
Yeah.
So 2013, what was happening?
I was doing pretty well on YouTube.
You were doing
and really, I was like, this is going to last forever.
I was writing for a shitty game show on Disney, I believe. Yeah. We were both doing improv still at this point.
And
right?
We were like, this is going to pay off.
Yeah, we were waiting for that big paycheck.
I think I was on Tosh.0. It was like a hot year for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was I doing? Probably a relationship was sabotaging at the time.
Yeah.
I was in this apartment.
Yeah. So
maybe or just
a lot
moving.
Of lateral moves for you.
Yeah,
I guess,
yeah. A lot of really.
Let's not think about what we were doing.
Yeah. Exactly. I stole that cat.
Yeah.
Anyway, so a Canadian student from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, beautiful city, was recovered from a water tank on top of the hotel. Now, again, let's backtrack a little bit. She was reported missing at the beginning of the month. And she was, again, it was just like a tourist, like didn't know where to stay. That happens all the time. But then after, on February 14th, happy Valentine's Day, after another week with no sign of her, the LAPD released a video of the last known sighting of her taken in one of the elevators by a video surveillance camera on February 1st. So I remember also having a very short YouTube channel where I did stuff that like we're doing now, but less people cared.
Yeah.
And I reacted to the video because that's what you do. Are reactions still cool?
Oh yeah. They're still there. They're big time.
Reaction or a haul? What's more important?
I mean, I think reactions will probably reach like kind of more because reactions is kind of junk because you can react to a haul. You can't haul a reaction, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You can't bundle the reactions and open them for people. True. True. So this video, and I want to describe it, and we should probably put it on our social, was really creepy. It was really creepy. It's essentially, as you would think, elevator footage. this woman, and she looks very young. She went into this elevator, but she like kind of like is dancing. Like it feels like she has these like kind of mechanical movements, and she doesn't know. She's like like flirting with the elevator doors. She's kind of in and out.
Like maybe as if like she's, you know, that we're trying to make the sensor, like putting her hand out kind of like to stop the sensor.
She's also like, it feels like she's also like trying to do some like weird dance. Like it's just a strange.
Yeah. A little manic a maybe. Thing. I mean, it's.
Yeah. Yeah. And so there's this odd behavior from this young
little woman. Paranoid maybe. Yeah. Like looking out and
paranoid
like.
Paranoid is a good word for it. Yeah. And so you're like, okay. So you've got this video. Everyone is kind of hypothesizing on this video, which is very, and people were like, oh, she's like on drugs, like whatever. And actually I talked to someone at the time who had a friend Jason's already tired who thought he saw her at Amoeba while she was in town before she died.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was like, she was very like excited but like weird and like very kind of like this manic energy. And she had also, as I recall, struggled with mental illness a little bit, but was medicated for a lot of it, a lot of her adult life. But that might also play a part of it. Yeah. So that happens. We don't have any answers. A lot of media buzz. But then the guests at the hotel start complaining about the low water pressure. Some complain about the water being weird off color, an unusual taste. And on the morning of February 19th, Lamb's body was found in one of the 4,000-gallon tanks providing water to the rooms, the kitchen, and the coffee shop. What do you do after you've been drinking dead lady water for 3 weeks?
Yeah, I don't.
The tank was drained and cut open. Since the maintenance hatch was too small to accommodate they dismantled this thing as they should. So thanks for getting on it, Hotel Cecil. But holy shit, right?
Like, and it's like, how
that
does
is like
one,
a nightmare.
Yeah. Like you'd have to climb in there. You'd have to be so, because I think she was,
oh, I'm just
short.
Thinking about the experience of like, oh, someone drinking the water, consuming like decaying body water.
Yeah. But yeah, I found her. She was like pretty distended and
yeah, like, she was like, I mean, she was like soaked. Like dead body soaked in water for 3 weeks that you're drinking.
Yeah. That's just like,
I'm about to vomit.
Yeah.
And also like health wise, I can't, that's really, I don't think anyone died from drinking. I'm sure of it. No one died from it. Like, did people get super sick? I don't know. Like whatever, but you're right. Another point, mysterious point is that to get into the tanks was kind of a feat of extraordinary strength.
Yes.
Right. Like to get, like you had to, take, first of all, to get on the roof was kind of hard to access, but you could, but then to get the top of the water tank off, it's like, it was hard for like two strong men to do it, much less like this tiny student, you know?
Yes. I mean, there's two things. She climbed in there herself,
mm-hmm.
or she was put in there.
Yeah.
Right. It's like exactly. One of those two things.
Exactly. Or like, maybe she found some dude or like woman. I don't know. She like, maybe they went up to the roof and like things got out of hand or something.
Yeah. I mean that, like you said, like that hotel isn't, you know, known for like, it's not, you know, it's not like a bunch of Ryan Goslings are hanging around.
Yeah. I don't know. And, it's not like a who's who.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like people that are there because, you know, for whatever reason, they're like, this is what I can afford or this is where I belong or mm-hmm. this place isn't going to like be checking my ID or whatever they're getting away with. They're there for a reason, or it's like treated a little bit like a hostel.
Yeah.
You know, where the people that are there are, you know, she's from Canada, you know, say, so it's not like there was any language barrier, but you know, when you stay at a hostel, it's kind of like you're really out of your element with other people that are out of their element with people that are in their element.
And think about a young woman, you know, I think she was 20, 21, 22 and she was suffering bipolar disorder. Like she had, you know, she and young, unassuming, staying in this place, this strange city, like, yeah, a lot of shit could go down, you know?
And it's just that people just don't know how. And when you watch the footage, the elevator footage, it's really terrifying because when people make horror movies, mm-hmm. they're trying to replicate that to scare you. And this is like, because there's sound.
Yeah, this.
There's no sound. You only see her from the perspective from the behind.
Yeah.
And it's just, you don't see anybody else. I think there was talk about maybe theories
someone
of
chasing her, like something.
Someone
yeah.
chasing her. Some of the footage might be missing. Mm-hmm. you know, other things like that. And I guess they, yeah, they did a, they said there was no sign of
foul play,
sexual assault or anything like that. Then people are questioning, like, what are the results of the rape kit? There's just a lot of theories out there because it's a very recent unsolved crime.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's just like all of the factors, the place, the circumstances, the woman, like all of these things are so, it's like one bizarre detail to the next kind of a thing. And it's just very LA, all of these things combined to create this crazy story of this one hotel. So I don't know what they're going to do with it, really. But wait, let me finish up this thing. I'm getting ahead of myself, as usual. On February 21st, the coroner's office issued a finding of accidental drowning. Also, the coroner's office has a gift shop. I'm just saying. Like, you can go there and buy keychains.
Like a coroner keychain?
Yeah, like in LA. The LA coroner's office
knows. I'm dying to go to the
coroner's office. I mean, it's very of that ilk. For sure. So they were saying how she'd been found naked, clothed similar to that she was wearing in the elevator video, was floating in the water, coated with a sand-like particle. Her watch and room key were also found with her. Her body was moderately decomposed and bloated. It was mostly greenish with some marbling evident in the abdomen and skin separation. I mean, again, you're dunked in a water tank for weeks.
And I'm sure there's like pressure and maybe there's a filtration.
Yeah, and no physical trauma, assault, suicide, anything. And then like none of the blood or not enough was preserved. So you can't really like test that for too much. Although in her belongings, she had ibuprofen, a little bit of alcohol was present. No recreational drugs was kind of hypothesized that she was on drugs. So fucking, here we go. You know,
I'm wondering, if this would be one of those cases where people that like, I don't know, like a college or whatever, where their thing is like, they go and they reevaluate that case, you know what I mean? Like go from the beginning and pull all the stuff and because I feel like it's recent enough. There's just a timeline missing.
Yeah.
There's some missing days and there's just gotta be, I mean, unless somebody else comes out or say, hey, listen, I was talking to this person in jail and they said, or something like that. There's just no way to find out. And I know they've like been making like kind of like movies and stuff kind of based on that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I watched this movie Searching with John Cho. Granted it's the
John Cho's.
Yeah.
Very good looking.
Oh, you like him?
Yeah.
He's not interested.
How do you know? You think he's more or less interested?
Well, I went to a screening of a movie and I was sitting far away from him and I can tell by his body language.
That he wasn't interested in me?
Yeah, specifically.
All right, fair.
Or anyone kind of running podcasts right now.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay, so, okay. Take those cheekbones elsewhere, I guess.
He's Asian. I don't know if you noticed. His daughter in the movie is Asian.
I didn't notice.
And she is like of a somewhat similar age in her. And I was wondering if this movie... Again, I'm not really giving it away because it's really not connected. It's just the mystery sense is connected.
Are we going to get a barrage of emails saying you spoiled this movie?
No, not at all. It's not. I just, like, when I was looking at it, it seemed to kind of be like a little bit missing time. But that's anything, like missing timelines or you don't really know people the way you think you do. Erratic behavior. I just feel like there's with in 2013, like social media was like pretty... Very, very vibrant. Yeah. Very vibrant. I mean, podcasts existed, so it's like, come on.
Yeah, like, come on, modern as fuck.
Yeah, so why isn't there more information to kind of, like, a more text in between the time? I don't know anything.
So you think that they have information they're not sharing with us?
I just...
Because she definitely had a... I assume she had a phone, you know?
Yeah.
I guess she
had a Tumblr account too.
Yeah.
I believe, and I think it might be still active.
Well, I'll get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like if you were a like an amateur kind of sleuth or whatever, it's something that I'm sure there's people out there that have kind of done some of the work.
Well, there's a whole website dedicated to civilians helping
to try to find solve this case.
Cold cases. Yeah. This case and others. I feel like cases have been solved because people were interested, not just like journalists just fucking whom the fuck ever.
Yeah, they're just not satisfied.
You, me.
With, yeah, like just not satisfied. Mm-hmm. But let me see this. If it was solved, mm-hmm. would that satisfy you more than this kind of amazing circumstance of not knowing? Because there's something very magical in like it being like unsolved. Because yeah. there's always
that's
something.
That's like the Black Dahlia too.
Yeah,
it's like. But the thing is, you are stating an instance where it will never be. There will never be like a. It is locked. It is solved yeah. completely. We found DNA. Like yeah. you will never have that. So right. there'll always be that window of hypothesis and wonder. So yeah. that. But I would love something like that. Like with the Black Dahlia, I love that all these theories. One is probably the right one, and you know it's about the doctor killing her in this house, and the police chief's son. You know. Said that
we'll have to do that one.
That's I mean that's because I'm actually to be really like a 17
because I feel like you know that's
oh
like
that's my favorite that's my
yeah
favorite
so that's
got
to be a special one. We're gonna make that yeah make that special.
But I think with this, if it does get quote unquote solved, there will always be mystery. There's never going to be a fail safe solution to this, and we love to hypothesize, but we also love to get like a little bit of closure, I think.
Yeah.
And there's always more cases that aren't solved, so
I just always wonder that. It's like, are people...
Someone's going to come forward at some point, maybe, yeah. with her.
I think it's just if so recent dead. that it's yeah. just so possible, because I feel like things have been solved.
Yeah, but things get solved like 80 years after the fact, too, yeah. you know? We just have to wait.
And I'll be in 80 years, I'll be what, 85?
I'll be 40.
I'll be my late 40s, though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah. Hopefully you can still read and write.
Yeah, I can't really now.
That's fair. Yeah, that's the part of that I love about all of this too. Yeah. Is like it can evolve. It will evolve at the pace that it evolves, and it's obnoxious, but it's also really gratifying.
I hope people. If anyone out there has theories, have you done some research?
Yes.
Please, Instagram ghosttownpod, email ghosttownpod@gmail.com, mm-hmm. Facebook, Twitter's ghosttownpod. Mm-hmm. Please communicate with us because we'd love to, you know, share it on an episode. Anything.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be this. It could be anything. We'd love to share an episode.
Yes,
if you'll allow
we
us.
Live for this shit. So yeah. please,
yeah,
humor us. It's all I have. Well, bye.